You're listening to HealthCetera. This is Eve Adler, one of the fellow producers, reporting from Santa Monica, California. And today, I'm here with two lovely, innovative women, Alexandria Cree and Bess Heliker. And both practice integrative healing modalities, especially working with children and their families. So this is going to be a really informal discussion, or formal at times maybe. And I wanted to start out by asking both of you, how did you get involved or even interested in the idea of using integrative healing modalities and working with children?
Do you want to start?
Sure. I was a yoga teacher for a long time, and then sort of took a break, and I had a child, and she became ill with leukemia. And so I spent a lot of time in the hospital and noticing sort of where she needed help that wasn't, or support that wasn't necessarily readily available, just in terms of just like calming her down and easing her pain. And she was 19 months old when she was diagnosed. And so I spent a lot of my time reading her behavior to understand whether, and working with the nurses to understand, okay, now it's appropriate to give her morphine. And those were really very, very difficult decisions to come to, because my child couldn't tell me, this is my level of pain. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just very purely reading her behavior. And so I became really interested in other modalities to help, you know, bring ease and calm and some peace to her. She spent over 100 days her second year in the hospital. And so it was, it's just kind of imperative for me as her mother and her advocate.
Oh, this is Bess.
Hey, Bess.
I have been a neonatal NICU nurse for about 35 years. I retired at year 35. So I was always very interested in taking care of children, and especially newborns. Then being in the NICU for so long, I watched the technology evolve from basically relying on your eyes to observe the baby's behavior to a lot of monitors and a lot of pumps and technologies and surgeries and all kinds of stuff that you can do to a baby. But then gradually, you know, after fascinating with all the technology, I gradually come back to the essence of how we care for our patients. And then also, you know, with my position move up from staff nurse to educator and all that, and I was able to be involved with the ethical aspect also about the NICU. And then going through that, I finally realized that a lot of time is the nurse's presence at the bedside with the patient and with the family that actually create that environment for the baby to heal by themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, we don't know what we're doing. We're just like throwing things at the baby, and because we pretty much just, you know, experimenting on what we know. You know, I'm not saying that we come from, we come from scientific backgrounds, all the doctors saying, oh, somebody's done this and it worked. But it may be just two cases. Mm. But at this situation, we have to try. So they try. So a lot of times it's a crapshoot. Mm-hmm. And every patient is different. Every family is different. So after that, then, you know, I started doing, also I learned infant massage, because I was, you know, being the teacher, infant massage is trying to find ways to also help the parents when they're there. What can they do for their baby instead of just stent?
Some of the older children that I worked with, like teenagers, there were a couple teenagers that I worked with, a lot of them mindful movements mm-hmm. worked, especially I'm thinking of two cases in particular in which they were in the hospital for extended periods of time. You know, we're talking like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And also just bearing witness.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, these patients in particular have been in the hospital for such an extended period of time, and they have been plucked out of their lives, in which they're developing teenagers. And
mm-hmm.
they, you know, one patient was here from a completely different country. Her mother moved here to bring her here because she had come out of remission where she was from. And so they basically said, you need to go to this hospital. And she just wanted to talk. She just
mm-hmm.
wanted to share her experience and talk about her siblings that she missed, that
mm-hmm.
she hadn't seen, you know, in months,
mm-hmm.
that she wasn't going to see for months.
Yeah.
And I found that, you know, I would go in very prepared to like, are you ready for your oils and your Reiki and your mindful movements and your breathing? And she would be like, can I just tell you about my life? You know, and that was very healing for her in particular. But then there were, there was another patient who, she was probably 15 and she had a heart transplant, and the heart was not, her body was rejecting the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And she had found out that she was not going to be a recipient for a new heart.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she was told that it was very possible she was going to die. And she wanted a full session.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wanted all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was deeply, you know, the combined modalities were deeply relaxing for her, and I got to work with her several times as well. And I think the best thing was just for her to fall asleep and,
mm-hmm.
and get into a peaceful state.
Yeah.
'Cause there was a lot of chaos in her room. There were, you know, multiple parents and multiple siblings and siblings' children. And, you know, every time I walked into that room, there were at least 8 to 10 people.
Wow.
So, you know, and it was very sweet, 'cause whenever I would walk in the room, she would very distinctly say, okay, shut the curtain, you know, or like lock it off from the rest. You know, it was like her, she was empowered to basically say, this is my time now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say in my experience, different things, different modalities work for different
mm-hmm.
age groups developmentally. That's,
mm-hmm.
I never really thought of that before, but that seems really...
Oh, I forgot to mention one modality is the restorative pose.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that
yes.
works
yes.
perfectly for
yes.
the babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you have to how you position them,
mm.
how to support them. You know, like all the poses are the things that we learn also from developmental care.
Mm-hmm.
They taught us how to position them, how to support them.
So what adaptations?
Mm-hmm.
So because when we learned basically
yeah.
adults.
Mm-hmm.
So what adaptations? You know, you were talking about the essential oils
mm-hmm.
with the neonates
mm-hmm.
in terms of being far away. What other kind of adaptations do you think you needed to do with the different age groups?
I would say for myself, I would actually still do all the restorative
yeah.
postures that we did with adults sort of the same way, but
okay.
you're adjusting the size of the
yeah.
pillows.
Yeah.
You're
okay.
just, you know,
okay.
rolling out of
you're using blankets exactly
okay.
instead
okay.
of pillows or maybe,
okay.
you know, kind of adjusting on their side so they're more at an angle so their back is supported,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say it was actually pretty similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I use mom a lot because
mm-hmm.
we encourage them to hold the baby. So when they're holding the baby, then I can adjust them so both of them are comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can do Reiki on them as a unit. And then I also would, if they're okay, then I would do a body awareness also, you know, like
mm-hmm.
for the mom.
Okay.
And so that is like kind of the... adjustment or a modification that you call it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned bearing witness.
Mm-hmm.
Explain what bearing witness is about.
So bearing witness is, you know, in my understanding, holding space for another person and just holding them as they express their truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I like to think about it. But just... allowing them to express and just be in a place of complete, you know, creating stillness and observing and being neutral and grounded and, you know, I like to think of it as like energetically holding,
mm-hmm.
Without interfering, without bringing yourself into it in any way. And like I said, I found that I did that a lot with the kids that were older, that were more teenagers,
mm-hmm. okay.
that had more of an understanding of their situation, of their circumstance, of why they were there. What I mean is by that is that at a certain age, I feel like
mm-hmm.
children apply a meaning, or we all do this. We apply meaning. Oh, I have cancer. What does that mean? Does that mean I'm going to die? Does that mean I'm going to be separated from my peers? Does that mean that I'm going to lose my hair? What does losing my hair mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of these experiences work on children of different ages differently.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who's in high school, let's say, gets pulled from their class and, you know, has this experience, it means something different than someone who's four, who has
mm-hmm.
no concept necessarily of like
yeah.
social
yeah.
engagement. It's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I found that bearing witness was a very powerful tool, both for the patient and for myself, just to be able to be with them
mm-hmm.
in their truth and have a loving intention.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Different hospital facilities are
mm-hmm.
offering
okay.
these
mm-hmm.
integrative modalities, and they package it a bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I know at VA Medical Center they called it transformative nurse training.
Oh,
and,
so they don't want to. Oh,
right, so
okay.
they didn't include the oils.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't include Reiki, but
okay.
they did include acupressure.
Okay.
Oh. So that what I'm seeing is that in different facilities, they like the idea,
mm-hmm.
but they're I guess they're finding different teachers
yeah.
that package
yeah, yeah.
it differently.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
and
yeah.
pediatric nurse practitioners, some of them deal with a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
some of them deal with families in great stress and children in
yeah.
great stress.
Yes.
And so what kind of advice would you give to them?
If they're dealing with, if they work in an institution that offers these programs,
mm-hmm.
then just to know that it's, what how it says, it's complementary.
Yeah.
So it's
mm-hmm.
so it's a complement to whatever she or he is doing for the patient, and just know that it's there that will take away. Their workload.
yeah.
That's what I mean.
Also,
that,
it's not an addition to
no,
the workload.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay,
it's just to know that we're there to really work together
mm-hmm.
and then to decrease their workload. Because when people are calm and they're being listened to, I know people are always busy, you know, that and like Alex was saying, that we are there so we can kind of calm the patients
mm-hmm.
or the family down or listen to them and be present to them so that they can deal with their medical conditions.
Mm-hmm. When my daughter was being treated, all of her nurses, basically, they were my nurse too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like they were there for everything, for the doctors, for the specialists, for the surgeons,
yeah.
for the,
mm-hmm.
you know, they... Mm-hmm. And they are taking on the most emotionally, I think, because they're the most emotionally connected to the patients,
mm-hmm.
in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's different depending
mm-hmm.
on different nurses. But to just remember that sometimes instead of looking specifically through the lens that you're working, you know, taking a step back and looking at the big picture and saying, okay, what's missing? How can we bring this more together, or find more calm for the mother, which will calm the child down, or find, you know, some relief from pain, and understanding that this therapy, you know, like you're saying, whether it's Urban Zen integrative therapy or acupressure or however it's come together, that it's going to bring ultimately like calm and peace, and that will be a much more beneficial place to work from. and really be more comfortable for everyone involved.
Yeah.
For, you know, from the nurses, the doctors, to the patient, to the family, to, you know, it affects everyone.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you're really working, I don't want to say situationally, but that let's look at the big picture, I guess.
I'd like to thank Alexandria Cree and Bess Heliker for joining me today on HealthCetera. This is Eve Adler reporting from Los Angeles, California.